Unit 9D, Topic 2-6.
Part 2.
The result is we produce a lot more CO2. Okay, sounds real bad, huh? Well, the good news is that we know about this problem now, and we're doing something about it. In my company, we're putting millions of dollars into research into new car technology. We're looking for better cars, cleaner cars, cars that emit much less CO2, or even no CO2 at all. A lot of this stuff is new, and we don't have all the answers. We don't really know right now which of the different new technologies will be the best. In fact, we're trying more than one. Mrs. Rosenberg, would you switch on the projector, please? Thanks. Okay, so here you can see some of the different new things that we're looking at. The first one is electric cars. This isn't a new concept. There have been electric cars for some years. The idea is very simple. The car has a battery, and you just plug it in every night to charge the battery up. Right now, most electric cars are fairly small, and they don't go so fast, maybe around 30 or 40 miles per hour. But they're great in the city. There is a problem, though. Can anyone see what it is?
Mr. Wessler, I guess the cars themselves don't produce any CO2, right? But you have to make the electricity, so you need a power station, and power stations produce CO2.
Right. The downside of electric cars is that they consume electricity, and that isn't so good. And of course, they're a bit slow. Now, this next idea is one that we're thinking about a lot. It's called a hybrid car. A hybrid car has a regular gas engine, like a normal car, but it also has an electric engine. It uses the electric engine when it's traveling slowly, say in town, and then the gas engine on the highway. And here's the real neat thing. The gas engine charges the battery for the electric engine. Okay, so hybrid cars aren't perfect. They still emit CO2, but a lot less than a regular automobile. And they're very practical. My company is already making hybrid cars.
Mr. Wessler, can I ask a question? Is it true that all the taxi cabs in New York are these, hybrid cars? I think I saw a program on TV about that.
Well, not all of them at the moment. But you're right. New York taxi cabs, and cabs in some other big cities, will soon be hybrid cars. So you can see, this is an idea that's going to be real important in the future. Okay, let's move on quickly now. The next two fuels I want to talk about are CNG and LPG. That's compressed natural gas and liquefied petroleum gas. Sounds complicated, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, it's quite easy. CNG is just the gas that you use at home in your kitchen, like when you cook. It burns real hot, and yes, it produces CO2, but again, a lot less than regular gas. LPG is a gas, too. It's produced when you make oil. Have you seen those oil refineries where there's a tall chimney and flames at the top? Well, they're burning the gas that comes off in the production process. That's what we did in the past. We just burnt it. But now we've found that it makes a real, good, clean fuel. Still some CO2, but much better than from regular gas again. Now, here's the best thing about these two fuels. You can use them in a normal car. You have to change or convert the engine a little, but you don't need a new car. These two fuels will be very important in the future. In fact, they're used quite a lot already in Europe. Okay, and finally, two fuels that we can get from nature, both from plants that we can grow. The first is ethanol. That's a kind of alcohol, a plant alcohol. And the best place right now to get it is from sugarcane. You can use it alone or mix it with regular gas. But it's real efficient. And of course, it doesn't use up oil, so it's a renewable fuel. The second natural fuel we call biofuel. This is the natural oil that you find in lots of plants. Here in the States, we usually get it from corn, but you can use other plants too. It's also renewable. It won't run out, and it's very efficient.
Mr. Wessler, do these fuels, I mean ethanol and biofuel, produce CO2 when they burn? I mean, like, that's bad. I know they're renewable and that's good, but they still pollute the atmosphere, right?
Yes, they produce CO2, but they're what we call carbon neutral. Let me explain that. When the plants, the sugarcane or the corn, are growing, they absorb CO2. They take it in. The CO2 that they emit when they burn is the same volume as the CO2 that they absorbed before. Do you see what I mean? So the final result is they don't produce extra CO2. Okay.
Mr. Wessler, one more question about ethanol and biofuels, if that's okay. I think another disadvantage is that when people grow plants for car fuels, that means that they're, you know, not growing them for food. Isn't that a bad thing in some poor countries?
Yes, you're absolutely right. You're a very smart student. Some people are real worried about these fuels because food is a problem in poorer countries, and people there shouldn't grow plants for car fuels. Right. That's a lot of technology and a lot of long words. I'll stop there so that you can ask me more questions. Hey, yes, the guy with the motorcycle.